News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now we're joined by Duncan Smith, Labour TD and Transport spokesperson. Duncan, you want a complete ban on the sharing of images from road traffic accidents. Tell us why.
Yes, good morning, Shane. Look, I just think it's grotesque behaviour, and I think the public agree too. I mean, it's a relatively recent phenomenon where we would hear on the media or on the radio usually that there's been a road traffic accident at a said location, and an appeal then by the Gardaí for the public not to share images from that scene. Now, it just doesn't bear thinking about for both the victim of a traffic accident or indeed their families, that if we have a serious injury or indeed a fatality, that images of that will be rattling around WhatsApp, Facebook, TikTok or whatever. I don't think it's us as people. I don't think it's something we should tolerate. And I think criminalising that as an offence, I think, would be a great deterrent to stop it from happening.
Duncan, it sounds incredible that you have to legislate for common decency.
Yeah, that we feel the same. And this came out of conversations I had with, now Councillor Peter Horgan in Cork, that when we looked into this, we were like, there's actually no provisions in law against this. And it's a relatively simple, relatively short bill. It wouldn't stop, let's say, people recording dash cam footage, or indeed, if there was any footage recorded from that method to be shared with the guards, for example, in the course of, you know, understanding how an accident happened. So it wouldn't stop any of that, but, you know, it would stop this sharing of pretty horrific images.
Duncan, I'm completely empathetic and sympathetic to what you're trying to do, but to play devil's advocate, is there a danger that you end up criminalising an aegis, somebody who stupidly passes it on without really thinking of the consequence? I'm not in any way justifying it or condoning it, but they're more just stupid and naive. Do you criminalise that? Is that over the top, I suppose, is my question.
Well, look, I suppose if we put this down in statute, and this comes before the courts, that we'd be at the discretion of judges in terms of how they would apply the law in terms of penalties. So, you know, not on the hypothesized that far, but I think people will know if someone's being, as you'd say, an idiot, or if someone is sharing something that might be accompanied with mean comments or something. So I think that is something that I would trust the courts to be able to adjudicate upon and deal with. But I do think that in the first instance, passing such a law would have a huge impact in actually reducing the level of this, you know, in the first instance. I think it would be a huge deterrent. Look, it's none of this is easy. There'll always be cases that challenge law, but look, every time you speak to anyone about this practice taking place, everyone is repulsed by it. It's not something we should be tolerating. I'm hoping the government will take this on. Again, I'm not precious. If they want to, this is due for the debate today at second stage. If the government say, look, they don't want to support this bill, but they will turn it into an amendment in an upcoming transport bill, then I'd be happy with that. I just think it's something we need to get on the statute books. It's a practice that needs to stop. And, you know, we need to be promoting decency throughout society. And this is an example
briefly,
of that.
Duncan, have the government given any indication that they're minded to go along with this?
No, I was hoping for that yesterday, but I am encouraged by having not heard that yet, because usually you'll be told no quicker than you will be told yes. So
okay.
I hope you'll have an update on that today, and sure we'll know this afternoon.
All right. Duncan Smith, thanks for talking to us this morning. Duncan Smith there, Labour TD and Transport spokesperson for the party.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.